Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, this next topic is got to be my favorite today. There is a guy in Wisconsin named Ryan Koenig. He is the top sturgeon expert for the state, for the DNR, top guy. He is known as the Sturgeon General. And he's being charged. They're going after him on these facts. You know, there's a sturgeon season, basically up in Winnebago, Lake Winnebago. I've never fished for sturgeon. I fished for halibut in Alaska off the Kenai Peninsula. They're big fish. Sturgeon are huge. They can be huge. Halibut, the world record for halibut is something like 500 pounds. I caught a 70-pounder. One of the guys in our group caught a 125-pounder. These are big fish. Very tasty fish. Nothing like halibut. Excellent, excellent. But the Sturgeon General, Ryan Koenig, is an expert on sturgeon, and they're here in Wisconsin. They're here in Lake Winnebago. And sturgeon produce eggs, which are caviar. And sturgeon caviar is highly prized. Probably the most highly prized is Russian caviar. But a lot of people would say that our sturgeon caviar are the same. $100 an ounce. $100 an ounce. And if you go buy it in a restaurant, in a fancy restaurant, you go to New York in a fancy restaurant, you order the caviar, they go, okay. They give you a few crackers or toast points, and it looks like a little, you know, just a little dollop. It's not even a teaspoon. It's like a tip of a teaspoon. Probably charge you $70 or something. Anyway, so the law is, that if you or I go up there and catch a sturgeon, we can eat the sturgeon, keep the sturgeon, we can eat the eggs, but we can't sell it. It's against the law under the Lacey Act to sell wild game that you took. Like you shoot a deer, you catch a salmon, you can't sell it. The law is open on whether you can give it. Now, if it's your family, and you know, how many people have shot a deer and their family's eating venison? Come on, come on. Well, what Koenig would do was they would go, and this has been going on long before Koenig ever became the Sturgeon General. Guy comes in, they go, well, are you going to keep the caviar? Guy goes, well, you know, I don't really like the idea of eating, you know, salty eggs. They say, can we have it? We're going to use it for research. He says, sure. He gives it to the DNR, and they put it in a bucket, and they all eat it. at morning meetings. That's quite... Come on, guys. First of all, if you are going to eat caviar at 8 a.m, you don't sit there, scoop it out of a bucket and just throw it. I mean, you know, for God's sake, we need some refinement here, maybe some crackers or something. Maybe not at 8 a.m, maybe, you know, like at 5 or 6 at night with a glass of wine. Who knows? Or a beer. Who knows? Anyway, he's being charged. Because basically, they ate the caviar. If I were his lawyer, I'd say, wait a minute, these people gave it to him. You know, if they shot a deer and they shared it with their family, that's a gift. Nobody goes after him. Why should they go after this guy? The other side, I go, yeah, but they said they're using it for research. Okay, well, it's a general term. Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. Come on, guys. Now, I got to tell you, I myself am not a huge fan of caviar. I'm moderately fond of it. If that, actually, I'm not fond of it at all. I like herring. I like herring with a piece of cheddar cheese, probably from Monroe, probably from Alpendale cheese store in Monroe. Excellent, excellent 5-year-age cheddar. That's what I like. I'm starting to lick my chops. I haven't had breakfast. But at 8 a.m, I'm not going to be eating caviar. So there you have it. It's not that he profited. He ate it. And he didn't eat a lot of it himself. A lot of the other guys ate it, and they've been eating it for decades. So where do the DNR? Look, we're on your side. If you like caviar, I mean, I think what you go to the guy is, you caught it. He could eat it if he wants. He go, would you give it to me? I'd like to eat it. Don't tell him it's for research. You're not using it for research. Maybe a little of it for research. Who knows what you're doing, but tell the truth. And then you sit around and maybe instead, it's up to you, but instead of 8 in the morning, get some toast or get some crackers or something and basically, you know, enjoy it, not scoop it out, scoop it out with a spoon and wolf it down at 8 in the morning. Okay, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. And they're attacking our Sturgeon General. And I think it's important to rally in defense of the Sturgeon General. And I hereby rally in support of Ryan Koenig. Okay, this is another one. Oh, my God. This goes to partly Seattle, Washington, and partly Colorado. There's a right-wing nut job, a wing nut, named Lauren Boebert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T. She represents part of Colorado, Aspen, and a town called Rifle, Colorado. She has a bar in Rifle. I've been to Rifle, Colorado. I played golf in Rifle, Colorado. You should go there, and I'll tell you why. It ain't a great course, but there's nine holes are all boulders. There's no real fairway. So what you do is, like the par three, it's up in the mountains. You tee off, and you better get on the green, because if you go halfway, it goes like a pinball machine among the boulders. You'll never find your ball. And they have a par five that looks like it's a mile, because you're up on a mountain and you whack it and it's just beautiful. It sails, 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 comes down a valley where there is a fairway, but it's an enormous distance away. But it's basically, you're just hitting off the side of a mountain. I like the course anyway. And I like Rifle, Colorado, but this gal has a bar there. You know, it's like a Second Amendment deal with her. So, you know, she'll walk around with a gun. Everybody has a gun. That's fine. So what happens is, here's what she's done, taking on Bill Gates. Bill Gates came out the other day and he says, well, among the more advanced countries, we should be eating synthetic beef. He said, I understand that in poorer countries, they got to have cows and all that. And we need to have cows for milk and dairy, but on beef, let's go synthetic. That's what he says. I personally have not eaten any synthetic that tastes as good as a good cheeseburger. Okay. I mean, I got to just say that. A cheeseburger, quarter pounder, medium rare. Slice of cheddar, big slice of raw onion, some ketchup. There's nothing, there really is nothing better. There really is nothing better. Plus a good filet mignon. Can't beat it. But that's what Bill Gates said. So this Lauren Boebert nut, she's the one that carried a Glock onto the floor of the Congress, says she's not going to go through metal detectors. She's a super nut. She was at a music conference in Colorado, and the police were busting a kid on weed, and he was some disorderly conduct. And she runs up and harasses them, says, you didn't give them your Miranda warnings. And she said, what are you talking about? And she starts pushing them. And they didn't arrest her because she's a local wingnut. She's flat out crazy. She's the one that gave the tours of the Capitol to people the day before and said, well, this is Nancy Pelosi's real office, not her fake office. See, all these guys going down the hall going, Nancy, Nancy. Lauren Boebert is an enemy, frankly, of our democracy. But so she posts a picture of a steak. It's a good looking steak. She goes, this is my steak, Bill Gates. Come and get it. Come and take it. That's a thing the Second Amendment people say about their guns. Come and take it. Except she was lying. It wasn't her steak. I don't even think she eats steak. It was a photo posted by a butcher shop in upstate New York, New York, that sells steaks. And she said it was her steak. So this is the wing nut. This is the wing nut. Wants to take on Bill Gates. He wants everybody to go to synthetic beef. My own view of this is I have never, ever tasted anything synthetic. Tastes as good as a world-class cheeseburger. World-class cheeseburger. I'm getting hungry with onion, five-year-age cheddar from Alpendale in Monroe, maybe a Miller Lite, maybe a glass of milk, who knows? Okay, we're going to a break. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.